I think this would be a very good thing for the country if this can be materialized. But we all know that we've been hearing about these Chinese contracts, about minerals for infrastructures for a very long time, and nothing has been materialized ever since. So it would be a good thing. I think people would be very happy if they can build infrastructures from the east into the western part of the country.
Many people have argued that lack of road infrastructure in DRC has been a major hindrance to development. But given that the various foreign interests in eastern DRC and the instability there, what chances are there that this project will proceed as planned?
Again, that's an obstacle, and I do not understand how one can build infrastructures that come from the east or the west to the west when a large part of the country right now is under the control of proxy forces that are allied to a foreign country. I don't know how this is going to be done unless, first and foremost, we can resolve this issue of the war of aggression.
Given China's track record in infrastructure development in Africa, do you think that this deal is in the best interest of the DRC people?
If this was genuine, yes. But I could tell you firsthand, I've seen a lot of the Chinese roads that were built in eastern part of the Democratic Republic of Congo, and it was disastrous. The work they do is absolutely useless work. I have seen it firsthand myself, and these are roads they try to build and do not last long. So I don't really trust this to be effective. These are absolutely disastrous type of work that they've done in eastern DRC.
Is it better for bilateral arrangements like this, or maybe DRC would have done better getting a loan to construct its own infrastructure?
I think what the DRC needs, they need proper contracts, proper people, well-trained to be able to build these roads, whether they get a loan or whether they exchange some of the country resources with somebody. But let it be done properly with the appropriate people. But everything that the Chinese have built in the Congo, including my hometown of Bukavu, has been disastrous, absolutely disastrous. And these roads do not follow the proper structures the way these roads are supposed to be built. What I would like to add is that, I hope the government of the Democratic Republic of Congo can first try to resolve this issue of the war that is devastating the population. Otherwise, this is going to be very difficult. Any infrastructure project undertaken going from the east to the west is unattainable.